I imagine they are. They're all in the same family.
That cat is as jealous as she could be. You believe that big dog out there is jealous?
I imagine he is.
You're going to pet that little one, he wants you to pet him. You're going to pet that little dog. Every morning when I get up, after I get my fire made, I open that door and let the little dog in. And I come at petting him. He rears right up on my knee. And when I do, she'll come and rear up too.
They're like children.
And then that ain't all she'll do. She'll stick her foot out and tell me hide it too. She'll do that. Then you rub her on the head a little bit. She'll pop her foot out and want you to rub and want you to tell her hide it again. And then she'll get more rubbing. She's expecting it, you see.
What's her name?
I never named
her.
She answered.
Call her Kitty or just whatever comes handy.
When there's little kittens, whenever there's little kittens, when they got big enough, she thought they ought to be go to eating, you know. She'd fix up milk for them or anything, and she'd call them little cats. And it wasn't no time till they'd come. Now you may not know so much about cats.
Well, she heard you. She gotta look see if you're calling her.
And you may know as much about cats as I do.
No, I don't.
It don't take a kitten no time to learn a whole lot. They learn fast.
They're real smart.
You put them outdoors, and there's a pecan tree right there at that window, right over that kitchen window. And we always leave the window up a little so they can go and come. It ain't no time. 2-3 days they're climbing that pecan tree, going in and out, and they get ready. I think there was 4 in that bunch. You got rid of all of them but one.
Does she go after snakes, you say?
She can catch snakes, yeah. She can catch snakes.
Anything that'll...
We don't have no rats yet, but they have got some mice, and mostly the mice that's here is what they call field mice, woods mice. They're little short tail mice.
Yeah. Well, you're quite a gal. Yeah, you're quite a gal. What kind of snakes do you kill?
Jump.
She brought in...
Jump.
Snake or two last summer.
Jump.
And her just a little old kitten, she's not grown yet.
Well, she ain't not a year old yet.
Not quite.
Jump. Jump. You gonna tell me how to? Tell me how to now. Come on. Come on, hide. Hide, yeah.
Tell him he's wanting you to show out
hide.
Now, huh? She finally did.
How to do. All right. Come on, tell me how to.
She's smart.
Tell him how to get him to rub that noggin.
Come on, tell me how to now. Hide. Hide, yeah. Come on.
It's like a dog.
You heard people say, speak about animals, dumb animals. I'm going to tell you something you maybe never thought of. They're not as dumb as heap people are.
They got a lot of qualities that are better than a lot of people.
They got a lot more sense than a heap of people's got.
That cord really, can you see her? Cutting that cord and show
that old dog out there will tell you how to too.
Is that right? Jack or Bob?
Yeah, Jack. Bob won't. Bob was too old before I got a hold of him. You know, there's an old saying, you can't learn an old dog new tricks. You heard that, I know. So if you want to train a cat or a dog, you have to come out when they're young.
It takes patience.
It takes lots of patience.
Yeah. Well, you say howdy to me, or is that just reserved for the chief? That's just for the chief. Will you say howdy?